We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we're back. Marks and Reese. Snoop's going to be doing the Super Bowl.
What? Oh, I know. Dude, this is going to be the greatest halftime show ever.
Yep. It really is.
Dr. Dre.
Yep.
Snoop.
Eminem.
Is it Eminem? Mm-hmm. West Coast.
Yep.
They're all washed, too.
Yeah, but we're old, so we think that they're good. We don't care.
Yeah, we're washed, too, Jack.
Yes, we are. This segment is sponsored by iParkit. And we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock.
Big five?
Is he doing what Ike's doing, which is more Victory Monday? Already waving the white flag. I would assume he's going to say it's a really tough game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a tough game.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is a tough game.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, listen, if you came on saying, not you per se, but anyone came on saying that the Bucs aren't very good or Brady is overrated and the Eagles should go down here and win this game, they're the better team. Like, would that be believable?
No. No, you'd be getting them where they're a little bit banged up. Mm-hmm. They're not taking the Eagles as serious as they should, which is difficult to believe they do with Tom Brady because mm-hmm. he doesn't do that kind of stuff. And that you would get, like you had said, out-of-body play. Like
that's kind of what you're going to have to get, yeah.
Everything would have to go right.
Yeah.
You would need Miles Sanders to have his best game of the year. You need the running game to be great. You need Jalen Hurts to make a couple of big plays. You need the defense to do just enough, especially in a big spot. Like, mm-hmm. even if you're not getting stops all day long, like you would need to get a key spot in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Or two. At least that's what they did in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They got one. So.
Yep. Finally got it.
He finally got it. Speaking of that, Brandon's coming up at 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham show.
Now, can he play and get a strip sack in the last thing or no?
No, I don't even think they brought him off the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, he's not ready.
Good. Would be a good idea.
What did I see him?
Well, ask him at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, was he doing something Saturday?
Was he? I mean, was he doing something?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's running on a treadmill and everything. He probably thinks he could get out there and
blow that thing one more time.
Yeah, then he's
really ain't ready to go yet. Ain't ready.
No, it's not.
Yeah, get ready for next year, B.
Exactly. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. How do you view this Eagles game against the Bucks? Just happy to be there or expecting a win? Just happy to be there at 61%. Man.
That upset you?
No, because
I was hoping that thing was at 75%.
The phrasing of the second answer is misleading. Even I couldn't say expect a win. Going down there for a win is the attitude that you have to have, right? Mm-hmm. Like for a fan to be expecting a win down there against the Bucks, no. Like, I'm not expecting a win. Bucks are the better team. They're a heavy favorite, mm-hmm. right? But I'm not going down there with a mindset of, I'm just trying to keep it close. This is gravy. I've already had a successful season. Like, absolutely not. Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. That's where you are. That's where you are.
I feel good that way.
I know you do. I know you do. And if they get slammed and get crushed,
then you're going to come in and yell.
I am going to be angry. Yes. It is not going to be a successful season, no matter how many times people tell me that it is. Chuck from Mount Airy joins us. Chuck.
Oh, he'll tell you it's a successful season.
Yo, Johnny Mark, Dyke Breeze.
Chuck.
Hey, listen. Oh, man, I feel sorry for Frank Wright, man. I really do, man. That guy, he's going to lose his job, man. He really is. Because he's going to lose his job because he associated himself with a lame duck at quarterback.
A lame duck.
Lame duck.
Hey, Kimberly,
just a duck.
How you feel now, Kimberly, the president or the vice president of the LGBT club? How you feel now when you said a couple weeks ago, we're going to be whacking Carson Wentz in the playoffs while Jalen Hurts might be sitting home? But Jalen Hurts is going to be playing the first round of the playoffs, and guess who's going duck hunting? Your boy, Carson Wentz. Bye-bye. You know what I mean? Now, Ike, I know you mad. I didn't want to say nothing, but listen, I had to go out there and get on the air because this guy, all he had to do was beat Jacksonville, and he couldn't do that. He stinks.
Yeah, I'm not mad, Chuck. It's okay.
And I'm just so glad we
got supposed to. You're supposed to feel good right now.
I'm going to feel good after next week when we go out there and we upset Tampa Bay. I'm going to feel good after next week.
Okay.
You're going to upset Tampa Bay with number one at quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm with you. I hope they do. I mean, you know.
You expected a win, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm expecting a win. I want a more victory. We're going down there to win, man. We're going down there to take care of business. This game happened Saturday. That's nothing. We ain't played nobody. We should have, though, because I ain't like losing the Dallas like that. But I tell you like this, right? Mm. We're going down there to Tampa Bay to win a football game. No more victories here, buddy. None.
So what if they don't win?
Well, back to the drawing board. But this was a successful season.
Right.
Even though, but I'm not going that route right now.
But you already said it is.
Yes, yeah. So you don't even know. You don't even know you have a moral victory in your back pocket already.
No. I won't call up there with the same attitude on Monday. I'm saying it right now, Monday before the game.
Right.
Come Monday, if we don't win Monday, I'll be very disappointed. Because I don't care if it's Tom Brady. I don't care who he is. We going up there, don't show no respect to him. We going up there to beat him on Sunday.
Down
and
there.
Shock the world. Mm-hmm. I told you right there, thinking people going to shock the world. Well, this is part of shocking the world here. Going down there to Tampa Bay and just going and laying it on them.
Well, it would shock the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be shocking, yeah.
All right,
hey,
Chuck.
Mike, listen.
Yes, sir.
Mike, real quick.
What's up?
Don't feel no type of way, man. You know what I mean? Rocco. You know, he had his time. Now it's time for Jalen to get this thing going.
You keep saying it's time for Jalen. There are two separate things. One plays for the Colts. The other one plays for the Eagles. I happen to root for both of them. I am not upset. Wentz not making the playoffs. Only just – listen, it gives guys like yourself and Elliot, you guys, stick your chest out. Yeah, Joe G, stick your chest out. But I'm there's nothing else to be upset about. There's nothing to be upset about.
All right, so we're on the same page here in the Sunday, right?
Of course.
Same team, home team, right?
We've been on the same team all year.
Are you suggesting Ike isn't rooting for the Eagles?
Yeah, like
Eagles,
what are you
Chuck?
Talking about?
Okay, we all are. Okay, I'm just checking. That's all. We all the same team going at Tampa Bay to win a football game. We're in the playoffs, baby.
All right, there he is, Chuck. Just
known Eagle, not big Eagles fan, Ike Reese.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what do you mean? Remember, I'm the one who talked you off the ledge, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, there is
how quickly we forget.
After that Raiders game, Hurts was bad.
Season was over with. Sirianni stunk. Yep. And this,
Howie,
and the other. Yeah.
Everything.
A lot of that going on.
Yep. Yep. And you had to talk Elliot off of the ledge.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm glad you let me back on the Eagles bandwagon, Chuck. Thank you. I mean, man, I've been
welcome
there all
back,
year.
Man.
Yes, my goodness.
Welcome
good
back.
To have you back, Ike.
Yeah, let's go to JR in Eugene, Oregon. JR, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing well.
What's right up, JR?
I would like for the game to start off fast, first of all. That would just make me happy. We can get some form of rhythm going right from the first drive. I would be so happy. I would feel a lot better. I feel good, but I don't feel, you know, as confident going against Brady, but it's all good. We're going to take this win some way or another. We have to stop Gronk, but I would love to see that RPO, fast pace, no huddle to start off. I think that gives us a chance. If you start off fast, it gives you a chance. And I just think we can run the ball. We can use Hurts' legs. We can get some short yardage. Maybe use Quez Watkins. I know we don't use him. We want to go deep threat with him, but let's use him in short yardage. Let's get his quickness going.
I think they're going to have to bring out a whole lot of stuff for Sunday's game.
Kitchen
they just are. I mean, if you're talking about scoring 30-plus points, I don't know how you do that running the football. Like, as much as we want to run the football, it's hard to do Now, when you're playing bad teams and you get turnovers and things of that nature, you get a couple short fields, yeah, that gets you up there to 30-plus points. But usually the Eagles are in the low 20s.
Yeah.
Like, some of these scores that they put up is a little out of whack. You know, you put up 44 on Detroit. You put up 40 on New Orleans. You know, you got seven off defense. You got seven off defense in that Detroit game. So that adds to your scoring. When I look at the last month or so of the Eagles playing, man, it's been tough sledding.
Yeah, the games you were mentioning, they were all second half. Game was a blowout.
I mean, think about it. That the back-to-back trips to New York, right? Then they came home and played Washington on a Tuesday. Had to come back to win that game. Needed some late turnovers. And then they beat the Giants. Did we get down in that game against the Giants here?
Yeah, right?
That was a Jake Fromm game, right? That was the Fromm.
No, they won 13-7, didn't they? Was that 13-7?
The one here.
Yeah.
No, I think it was higher than that. Did we score on defense in that game? I can't remember.
They won 34-10 here.
Okay.
34-10.
The first one was 13-7.
It was 3-3 in the second, yeah.
Yeah, they rolled.
They were down to Washington here, though.
Oh, that's the game. You're right. It was 3-3. That was the game where Rodney McLeod got the interception coming out of the locker room, right?
Yep.
Yeah, at halftime. So that set up 7 for the Eagles. And then Alex Singleton scored 7 for the Eagles in that game. So if you take those 14 points off the board where you basically were gifted them by the defense, now you're looking at 20 points.
Their final scores were misleading.
Yes.
Late in the season.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The reason those scores got up there is that you're playing a bad team where they gave you the ball. So unless Tampa's going to do that, if I'm not to assume Tampa's going to turn the ball over 2 or 3 times, like, how do you get that many points on the board?
Yeah, your possessions are going to be.
How do you score 30 points?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's hard. We don't throw the ball enough. We don't have enough explosive plays to put that amount of points on the board.
Well, I mean, Nick Sirianni's explosive play, their plays, they're number one in the league. That stat that people are talking about out there, that's Nick Sirianni's stat. It's not even a real stat. Everybody puts it out there like, the Eagles lead the league in explosive plays. He defines it as 16 yards or more as an explosive play.
Yeah, and that's why I said this may be a game played in the low 20s, 24-20, because you're almost limiting the possessions.
Yeah, you are.
Right? So you almost want to eat up the clock. You want to keep Tom Brady on the sideline.
That's what the Eagles have done, but it also limits their possessions and their chances to score.
Right. You limit how many times you get the ball.
Yep. Yep, for sure. Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Boyertown, Pennsylvania. Thomas, go ahead. What up?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Thanks so much for taking the call. And I want to say thank you, too. You turned my fiance into a sports radio fan. So now, listening to it in the car, she's understanding when I'm like, hey, quiet down. I need to hear what Chuck says. So,
he's a bum.
Yeah, he is a bum. She totally gets it. And we're doing dry January, but I wanted to call in, get a quick hit of that Ike juice if I could.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Dry January.
People really do it?
Is that still a thing?
Hey, I'm doing it just because I'm trying to get wedding fit, trying to get ready. And plus, okay. I needed to because I listened earlier in the week and I placed my first ever football wager. I'd never wagered on football. I took Nick Costos, told me to bet the under. I got a minimal sweat because it was dead by halftime. But I'm not blaming Nick. I play Texas Hold'em. I understand you can get it all in with aces and lose. So I get it. Gambling's gambling. So I'm not blaming Nick, but that's why I needed some Ike juice today.
Yeah, I got that. I got that myself Saturday night. People tweeting at me. Yeah, I thought you said take the under, man. I'm like, I didn't know Dak was going to play for 3 quarters.
Yeah, that's all. That's the context of it,
yes.
Which was when we left the air on Friday. If we would have known Dak Prescott was playing for 3 quarters of the game, they're playing on the starters.
Take the under, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I kind of knew the Eagles weren't playing.
They weren't playing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I totally get it, so I'm not hating on Nick, but that's the most Dak Prescott thing ever to break a record against Scrubs. And all
right?
Respect Scrubs. They're better than me. I
know what
you're
saying. Yep.
Anyway, on to the game real quick. I don't think we can have the happy to be there mindset because that's just not Philly. We can be happy that we made the playoffs. I think that's a great thing, but we have right now my favorite ingredient for a team. Like, we're not expected to win. We're a gritty, nasty team that's underdogs that got hot at the right time. So for me in sports, I always look at, like, who's hot at the right time. And right now, Tampa Bay is kind of wavering a little bit, whereas we're picking it up. I'm concerned that our strength is our run, and Tom Brady can put up points quick. So I don't know if the prospect of winning the game is that great, but no way we should just be happy to be there. That's just that's anti-Philadelphia. It just seems weird to me. But
all right, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck in dry January. Appreciate it. You do, Jack? Dry January?
No, not possible.
Yeah, I see people social media about it, but I didn't know if they actually did it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great idea. Yeah, I got to wait till the football season is over with. Yeah, there's no way on a Saturday and Sunday afternoon with the damn playoffs going in January, I'm going to be dry.
I got a buddy that's a Raiders fan who he's like, no, I'm really doing it. Right. And then he's like, so after today's game is when I start tomorrow. Right. And he took a picture of all the beer and booze that he had. Right. So they made the playoffs. What do you think he's doing this weekend?
Oh, man, he's drinking.
It's going to start Monday. It starts,
exactly,
right? Like,
yes.
Come on, give me a break.
Come on, man.
Just keep pushing it back.
That's why I say you got to wait till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just,
you may as well just wait till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, or just don't do it, is what I would say. Now, I am being pressured. The 10-year challenge is out there by everybody.
Don't do it.
I'm being pressured.
What is it? The picture from 10 years ago?
Yeah. Everybody, like, I've seen a lot of it
the last
over the weekend. So my wife sends it to me, all collaged and ready to go. So is this pressure to do it?
Yeah, you gotta let it out.
Why can't she put it out on,
well, you got more
medias?
Followers.
I know.
More people is going to see it with yours.
Jack, if she sends me a picture that is done in the collage, does this mean that I have to put it out?
Yeah, buddy, I'm sorry. You lost that battle. You got to post that.
Yeah. So I have to post it on
there. Yeah, she's putting that in the effort for. She wants that photo out there.
Yeah.
It needs to get out there.
Which also indicates that this weekend was a pretty good weekend.
Saturday morning, we were fighting about something else before 8 a.m., which is true.
I was joking, man.
She wanted all the Christmas stuff down immediately. And I'm like, yo, and I remember the time. I go, yo, it's 8:23. Like, can you give me a second? Before she wants to be down in the basement, diving through the storage bins and bringing them up. And I'm like, can you just give me a second? Like, you just came down here. I had the kids. I gave them breakfast or whatever. Like, let me get a second cup of coffee. Meanwhile, boom, she's down in the basement, throwing boxes upstairs. Furious as everything. And I'm like, yo, really? Like, Jesus, it's Saturday. Like, give me a second. Have your own agenda. So, no, it wasn't great.
Your own narrative?
Yes. She said, I'm sorry, you have your own agenda, stuff you want to do.
Man.
Like, all I was doing was rinsing off some plates. It's like I'm watching TV or something. Yeah, so everything was great this weekend.
Like you was going out golfing or something.
We didn't even discuss the Friday fight. It was just we didn't really talk when I got home.
Right.
And then we woke up on Saturday and it was something else. All right, I'll have to Instagram it out.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Right. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
I'm positive. Big Mama Baltimore is positive, too. Look, the Eagles are on full cylinder, hitting their stride. Tom Brady's missing some weapons. He's 44 years old. I'm going with the youth movement. I'm going with the momentum. I am positive. I would bet on this game big time.
Oh, yeah?
That the Eagles are going to upset. I think they're going to go on a run. I think the Eagles are going to beat. I think they're going to beat Tampa. And then they're going to go to Green Bay and knock Rodgers off.
Okay.
I know nobody believes me, but I feel
all right,
good.
So listen, it's not believing you or not. It's what's the reasoning behind you saying that?
I think they have a good mix of veteran leadership and young hungry players, and I think Jalen Hurts, as he has been all year, is being underrated.
Okay.
I think the guy's a good quarterback. I think he can carry this team, and I think you'll see him throw for 300 yards in this game. It's going to be a much different game. They're going to have to open up the offense and have some of the running game going, but, you know, it's got to be a good balance to beat them. They're not beating them with just the running game. Not happening.
I agree with you there.
So I see what this is going to be. I appreciate the call, Mike.
Hey,
I see.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right.
So this is going to be start the week off high. By the time we get to Friday, these people will come down, and it'll be more of a nervous feel.
So they'll be losing by Friday?
Well, yes. That's what I believe happens here.
So we're feeling good today.
Yeah, everybody's all chunked up.
We're going to talk ourselves out of it.
Yeah, because we found out who the opponent is, and we have to sort of tell ourselves before the boxing match, i.e. the game Sunday,
right,
that I can win this fight. I can win this fight. But then as you get closer to the fight actually happening, you got to go to the damn weigh-in and everything.
And you're like, wow, I'm going to get crushed.
Yeah, man, let's make sure I don't get knocked out.
So if you do think the Eagles are going to win, let me look at FanDuel. You know what? FanDuel doesn't even have it posted yet on this one site.
Everybody's excited today. Wade got him scoring 38 points, 38-34. Chuck, 30-plus points.
Well, they're Joe Namath guaranteeing wins,
too. Yeah, guaranteeing wins. I got the last caller, Mike. He's going to beat Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
So you can get a plus 330 money line if you think the Eagles are going to win the game. So for a $100 bet, you would win – I look here, 310 for my bet MGM.
There you
310,
go.
So 100 for 310. I'll take the 9 points. I prefer the 9 points.
Yeah, please take those 9 points.
Yeah, I don't need to be betting a money line. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chigs and Pete's. Join a winning team, Chigs and Pete's. Now hiring all locations full and part-time. Click chigsandpetes.com/careers. Donovan McNabb joins us on the other side. What did he think of the Eagles sitting their starters on Saturday? Does he give them a chance to win on Sunday? And what is his memory of playing against Tom Brady?
Oh, God, really?
Are you asking that question, Jack?
I mean, there's a great quarterback respecting another great quarterback. I thought he'd give a good answer.
We'll talk about it. That's coming up. All that with number five.
I'm telling you, that memory ain't very good. Let's just know that much.
Yeah, no, it's
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
I had
the news guy asked me that. Like, yeah, what's it like playing? What do you mean? Like, yeah, what do you mean what's it like playing against Tom Brady?
Yeah, so you're asking me what it was like to lose the Super Bowl? It was awesome,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate it.
I got this Jamote wants to play that cut every chance he gets.
Sure. It's going to be a long week.
We'll talk to Five about it all coming up next. Download iParkit for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkit Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotels, and dining. Download iParkit now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. Back with Donovan McNabb next.
Hey, the College Football Championship is here. To celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can bet $5 to win $150 on either team to win it all. Now, I tell you, this line has went down just a little bit. Now it's Georgia -2.5 in this game. Something tells me the money is going towards Alabama. Yeah, I was able to get them at +3. Jump in there if you can. And I think they put points on the board tonight. I know Georgia has a great defense, but I think this game has a little bit of scoring to it tonight. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code Ike and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Now, there's no better place to bet the College Football Championship than on America's #1 sportsbook. It's simple and easy to use app with great new offers every day. Great boost offers as well. I picked up on one of those yesterday. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Then FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet on the College Football Championship. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to sportsbook.fanduel.com and sign up using promo code Ike to get your 30-1 odds on either team to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.